Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic dietary directives, the topic and misconception that we're going to discuss today relates to the killing of animals and obtaining food for the purpose. It is put forth by certain societies and in certain societies and certain organizations, and they say that it is in line of animal rights. Animals have rights, and one of these rights is that they should not be killed for food. And this is something which is very, very unjust and oppressive. And if a person kills an animal for food, then this is nothing but savagery. And even the concepts of vegetarianism, which have arisen in recent times and, of course, have been present ever since mankind was present, have one of the reasons for vegetarianism is that people think that killing animals for food is something which is absolutely uncalled for, and this is like taking the life of a living being, and this is this has not been allowed in any form and in any case. And if we go on to look at this misconception, we will find that it has arisen simply because man has at times failed to benefit from divine guidance and from the guidance which God has revealed to them for this very purpose. Now, if you read the Quran is very explicit. It says that these animals have been created for the benefit of man. They have been put to service for man. Thus, for example, we obtain milk from them. We use their hides. We use their other parts of body for our own purpose. And one of these purposes is that we obtain food from them. We slaughter them to obtain food for them. And the Quran has mentioned it, this at many places. And one of the places which it explicitly says so is that اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامَ لِتَرْكَبُوا مِنْهَا وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. It is God who has provided you with beasts that you may ride on some and eat the flesh of others. So as the verse itself says, that it is God who has put these animals into service of man, and there are many benefits and many uses of these animals. And one of these uses is that we slaughter them and use them as food. So therefore, if we slaughter these animals, it's not like taking the life of a living being vis-a-vis and equate it, for example, to taking the life of a human being. It is like using this permission from God. If God has created us, He has created certain other living beings, He has sanctioned, He has given permission that we can use these other living beings, animals in particular, for our own benefit, and we can slaughter them and kill them for food. So it is primarily the permission of God that we have in this regard, and we cannot become more merciful than God. God Himself is the most merciful, and if that merciful being has allowed us to take the life of animals, then of course this is something which we can benefit from at all costs. And we also know that whenever we take the life of an animal, we say takbir, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, which itself signifies that we are slaughtering this animal in the name of God and in no other name. And of course, this is one of the expressions of the permission that which has been granted. And this shows that life is being taken at the behest of God, from the permission of God. So therefore, it can be summed up that if we slaughter animals, if we kill animals for food, then this is not equivalent to taking human life. It's not at all like that. And we are doing this because primarily animals have been created for this very purpose. There are many purposes, all of which, of course, relate to the service of man. But one particular purpose is that we can use these animals as food. We can kill them, we can slaughter them, and use their meat and flesh to eat food. And this is divine permission which has been granted to us. And we cannot become more merciful than the Creator. And we are absolutely, it would be okay if we benefit from this permission. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.